Welcome to Level 99. Welcome to a real-life video game. Welcome.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Workforce Gaming. I'm Brad, here with Doug.
Hey.
This is going to be a weird one, because I have no idea what we're talking about right now. So I'm just going to say, go, Doug, go.
Okay. Yeah, so I want to talk about this, because this is kind of video games adjacent. I went to this place called Level 99, which is in Natick, Massachusetts, and I remember a lot of people were talking about it. They're like, it's kind of like an escape room, but no, it's way, way, way more. And so I was like, I was kind of interested in it. Just kept hearing about it. And I think the best way to describe it, the reason I want to talk about it, because it feels like, I think the first time I've ever played anything where it really felt like this is a live action video game. I always think there's like things that try to do that. Like Laser Quest, we're always kind of like, oh, you're kind of an arcade machine. It's a kinda. Yeah. But it's like the first time I played something. It's like, oh, this... It felt like playing WarioWare, but for real. So what this place is, it's called Level 99. When you walk in, you get kind of like a wristband thing that, you know, you put in your name or whatever. You get like a fun little nickname thing. And this is the thing that keeps track of your scores you go throughout the facility. And what the facility is, it's like 40 different small little rooms that you can choose to go which one you want to. And in that room is like a three minute puzzle. And to me, it reminds me more of like WarioWare, because in WarioWare, whenever you played those games, it was always something like totally different. So like when you're playing one WarioWare mini game, you're good at that one mini game because the next mini game is going to be totally different.
Yeah.
So it's not like you're just solving like logic puzzles the whole time. There's some that are like really physical where you're like jumping across like stones in kind of like a weird order.
Is there any like digital element to this, or are you just walking in a room with some weird shit in it?
No, there's a digital element. So like when you walk up, so you're in this facility, all the rooms, you see like the outside of the room, so you see like a bunch of basically cubes,
and
they all have like these cool paintings outside of the thing, of like whatever the theme of the thing. So there's like a haunted house painted one, there's one that's like an alien escape painted one, and there's no real instructions of what is in that room. And you like log your badge in on the door and it'll tell you if there's somebody in there. So it'll be like, okay, your wait is like 2 minutes, 3 minutes.
Yep.
And each of these things is maybe at most 4 minutes long. So you beep in, you're sitting there waiting, you open the door, and then you're just kind of presented with a thing. And you're like, okay, what do we do with this thing? And it's interesting because when you log in to the door before you walk in, it'll tell you like, this is a physical challenge, this is a logic challenge, this is a skill-based challenge. So, or it'll have like multiple different types of one. I'll give you an example of one of the ones we had to do. There's a large cylinder in the middle and it spins. And then we have to hold on to the cylinder for as long as we can. And then if we fall off the cylinder, then like we lose, you know, so many points or whatever. Yeah. You have like 1 star, 2 star, 3 star. So if you hold on the cylinder for the full like 2 minutes of time, then you get 3 stars. If you fell off at like 30 seconds, you get 1 star. So like each thing, it's not just a pass fail. It's also like you can do really good at it. So it immediately has like that good video game feel to it.
The gamification of like a family fun center.
Exactly. So like you can be better at the thing as opposed to just, which I really like, because there's sometimes where like we'd go through and it's like, I think like we got 2 stars on that one, but I think we can maybe do 3 stars. And it feels like that kind of like restarting kind of those like a trials game something like that, where then it's really fun because you can go in by yourself, but I went with my partner and we both like logged in, and then you're coming up with a strategy together in that 4 minutes to do that thing. So it's like, it feels like you're doing a WarioWare game cooperative. And then you have to figure out like how, okay, I'm going to do this, you're going to do this, and then we'll see how that works out. And we'll go and try it again if we think we can get it really, really good. One of the other ones I really like, they have some competitive ones too. How do I explain this one? This one's a little bit confusing, but I'm staying in front of a bunch, like a wall of buttons. And my partner's on the other side, looking at the other side of the same wall of buttons. And a button will light up, and whoever hits that button first gets a point.
It's whack-a-mole.
Yes, exactly. But it's competitive whack-a-mole. So like, if I hit the button first, it turns off on her side. If she hits the button first, it turns off on my side. So like, you're looking at this very long wall that's maybe like 25 yards. And like, you'll see a light, like a way down there. So you're running on that end, and she maybe saw a light on the other side. So she's running down the other side, and you're like tap, 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 tap. So it's really cool. doing this mix again, like it also feels kind of like Mario Party, where like sometimes you're being cooperative, sometimes you're being competitive, and it just felt like that, like kind of like living a video game in like a way I've just never seen before. I think some of the logic stuff was like when I kind of walked in, because you kind of like, I went to a Dave and Buster's recently, right before this.
The voice inflection there was just fantastic. Like, hey, that's really cool. I went to a Dave and Buster's.
I think my level of excitement for this was just because, like, the previous week I had gone to a Dave and Buster's for, I think, maybe the first time.
I've never been.
And I have never felt so sad for the future of video games than going to a Dave and Buster's. I was like, this is absolute shit. It was like walking into... It was literally like walking to a casino for children.
Oh yeah, that's every arcade now. That's what arcades are. It's get your tickets, get your stuffed animal, get your candy, let's go.
But like, I remember as a kid, I was never a ticket game kid because I thought the ticket game sucked. So I was like, I'm going to go play Marvel vs. Capcom.
Exactly.
Or I'm going to go play the Simpsons arcade.
There's Area 51 with a light gun over there. What are we doing here? What are we doing? Sticking coins into a little slot, going boop, exactly. Boop, boop, boop.
Yeah. Oh man. If we ever got like into talking arcade games, like I used to be really good at Point Blank. That's like, I'm super good at that game, and like Virtual Cop and all that stuff. Anyway, I was expecting to see like whatever the next gen version of that was. And then I saw, it's like, oh crap. It was just those ticket games. And sometimes they'd have like weird versions of like Halo or like versions of Tomb Raider, and they all sucked. They were all shit. Like everything there.
The Halo
was
one's
shit.
Bad. I've played the Halo one at kind of like a bowling alley arcade around here. I tried like the Halo one. I was like,
yeah. And even like the Cruisin' USA one was felt like Cruisin' USA for like, I don't know, like ADHD. It was really weird. I don't know. Even the Cruisin' USA game was like weird. Mario Kart was good. Anyway. I get out of the Dave and Buster's going like, oh crap, like the arcade scene is just dead. And then I went to this place, and it's like every single one of those things was really fun and really challenging.
Yeah.
Like I thought we were going to go in there just like, because I came from Dave and Buster's, like, these are no skill, I'll beat all these things. And I went there, I was like, oh crap, like we failed that one like twice. Like sometimes we walk around like dejected going like, I don't know if we can actually do that one. But it was cool because there was like a difficulty level to it. I was just, I was really shocked by that. It just, and I really, really liked that aspect of it. And like getting a 1-star was a lot different than getting a 3-star. And in the ways that video games can be. And so it was just really, really cool seeing that sort of that gamification positive, you know, parentheses positive, being used in like a really, really cool way to create a bunch of different unique challenges. And it was like, it was probably like one of the most fun sort of date things we've had in a long time. not because we have a toddler or anything, but but it was just like, oh, this is the future. It felt like, oh, this is like what walking 20 years in the future of an arcade is. And it felt like something you'd see in a sci-fi movie from like back in the day. And it was really cool, like as you went along, because your points changed too. They had some games that were just like screen based, so while you're waiting for a game, you can do like another side game on the wall. And then as you got different levels, as you got like more points, you could like earn a shirt or something like that, or
you
could
still get your tickets.
You do But like every game is good, but it's like every game is not only good, it's like physical. There's And it just felt like all these cool little experiments of stuff. And I like, okay, long story short, highly recommend if you're anywhere near New England and you like, highly recommend. I think there's two. There's one in Natick, and I think there's one in Providence, Rhode Island. I went to the one in Natick, so if the one in Providence sucks, that's not my fault. but you will have a good time. Oh, and last thing, it was also hooked. There's a local brewery in the area called Night Shift. It's hooked in directly adjacent to a brewery. So you can walk over. Yeah, exactly. And they had like really good food too. It was just somebody's like, let's make an adult Chuck E. Cheese, but like, let's do it. Like, let's for real do it. And they did it, and it's awesome.
And it's not Dave and Buster's.
And it's not Dave and Buster's. Round one's all right.
Round one's
a little grimy, but it's like, other than that, it's like, yeah, don't go to Dave and Buster's, folks. Just save your money. I've never been so disappointed in my life. Anyway, that's not true, but it's up there.
Well, with that, we are Workforce Gaming. Subscribe to our channel. Leave a comment below. You can support us on Ko-fi at the link below. See you later.
Bye.